Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to hour number two at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, where weekends, they always start early. And we are so thrilled you have made it a point to join us on this Friday night. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And tonight, we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston. And our Super Bowl 51 recap, it continues. We talked a lot about it in hour number one, and we are so delighted to introduce our next guest, as I know you're going to truly enjoy hearing from him. He played 12 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had an outstanding NFL career, and that is the Steelers' former cornerback in Ike Taylor. Good evening, Ike.
Good evening, Miss Elissa. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So good to have you on the program for the very first time. And you know what it's like to be in the big game because you walked away with two Super Bowl titles as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And we've got a lot to get into. But first and foremost, give us your takeaways from Super Bowl 51. How in the world did the Atlanta Falcons squander a 25-point lead, the largest in Super Bowl history?
Not running the ball. And that's how I felt. And I always felt like, and I get it from Coach LeBeau, man. Coach LeBeau said it best. Offensive coordinators, they have tendencies. And what's their tendencies? They want good resumes. So how you have a good resume? You have a good resume by your quarterback throwing for 4,000 or 5,000 yards a season. What the New England Patriots did, and they did at the right time, they ran the ball when needed. Of course, Tom Brady threw the ball 62 times, but that's Tom Brady. I just felt like in the second half, regardless on what the score was, you're up by 25, you run the ball, so you give Tom Brady and company no time. Freeman, at the same time, had 11 carries for 74 yards. So why not give him 11 more carries, and we don't know what happened towards the end of the game. Now, what you do when you run the ball, you control the clock. And they had a good game plan throwing the ball, I mean running the ball, Atlanta. So I looked at it, you know, we call it a four-minute offense. So you get three possessions, you run in a four-minute offense, you're taking time off the clock. So now the New England Patriots have to burn their timeouts. So now the New England Patriots don't have time to come back. Of course, you did a good job of passing the ball. We all know what Julio Jones can do. Matty Ice had an MVP season, but you're talking to the super MVP and Tom Brady. So just with offensive coordinators and their tendencies, the resume, you know, looks good when they have an outstanding quarterback. You give the ball to Devontae Freeman, and he has 25 carries for 150 yards and two touchdowns. You might have came out the game with a win. But, of course, you know, they kind of get into the quarterback-quarterback duo. It's tough getting into that quarterback duo with Tom Brady. So, as coordinators, man, regardless on what the score is and their tendencies, sometimes you just got to go with the flow of the game. And I felt like the flow of the game should have been running in the second half. Why run the ball? Because it takes the air out of the defense. Guys get tired of tackling running backs. From the secondary to the linebacker position, it's just too much of wear and tear. You control the clock. You enforce your will. You do all them things to help you win the ball game. Atlanta defense has been on the field. They had 93 plays, 92 or 93 plays. Mm-hmm. If you ran the ball for the majority of the time during the second half, they wouldn't have been so tired. So now they become a situational defense. So now when it's time to get to the pass rusher, they're not so gassed. So that's what my take on that Super Bowl was. Of course, Tom Brady is Tom Brady, but when you give him them opportunities, he's going to come out successful. That's what he's been doing for his whole career. It's just I felt like if you ran the ball, he wouldn't have had time to came back.
Two-time Super Bowl winner and former standout cornerback who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers for 12 seasons, the great Ike Taylor, is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. So is there collective blame, or is there one person that you point to that should have made better decisions? Who do we put the blame on?
You know, I don't like putting the blame on anybody. Football is a collective agreement. So it's, you know, special teams, offense, and defense. But for that offense, you know, to have that large of a lead, I felt like if you ran the ball You would have took enough time off of Tom Brady and company not to come back. But since you passed the ball, certain things happen when you pass the ball. Interceptions happen. Tip balls happen. Fumbles happen. Sacks happen. Mm-hmm. And all those things happen. Well, the tip ball didn't happen. The fumble didn't happen. But the sacks happened. So the sacks took y'all field goal range. So instead of being up by 16, you would have been up by 19. Worst case scenario. So now Tom Brady and company don't have time to come back. Mm-hmm. But when you keep giving this man too many opportunities, it's been too many times he came out successful.
So how do you think the Falcons, how do they come to grips with such a devastating and historic loss?
You got to come back and win it. That's the only way you come back to grips with this thing. And the crazy thing about football is you never know if you're going to ever get back to that situation. I mean, of course, in my career, I think I've been in 3 Super Bowls in 10 years. That Super Bowl loss to Green Bay hurt me the worst. I still, to this moment, think about that Super Bowl loss. So you don't come to grips off a loss in the Super Bowl unless you win one.
You hear former players that have been in the Super Bowl game and they have not been able to win. For you, did you go back and review that game tape? Some players say they can't even go back and watch the tape because it is so painful.
Not at all. It ain't the painful part about it. It's just all the time, the effort, the mental exhaustion.
Right.
What people got to understand, losing the Super Bowl, you're mentally drained because everything is physical. For the most part, everybody got dealt towards physical attributes. But, man, it's the mental part because you don't want to be that guy to lose the Super Bowl. But at the same time, it's just more mental than anything.
2-time Super Bowl winner with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ike Taylor. He's on our show for the very first time at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to our entire interview, an exclusive one with Ike Taylor, at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. He is an NFL analyst. He's done a nice job, nice transition, a sweet bounce for him from his playing days, 12 years with the Steelers. But talk to me about, what was your pick going into the game? Did you ultimately believe that the Patriots, they would be the team that would prevail and come out on top?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, yeah. I had the Patriots the whole time. I mean, if you just look at from my other interviews, that's the guy I was picking. Like, it's hard to go against the GOAT and Tom Brady. And you could just see he got it on his mind.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is Super Bowls after Super Bowls after Super Bowls. The man is never satisfied. He's never not hungry. You know, I feel like he has a tapeworm in his career. He wants more. He wants more Super Bowls, more Super Bowls, more Super Bowls. And you can just tell, not only by Tom, by his teammates, how he make his teammates better. And talking to Uncle Prime is prime time, Deion Sanders. It's like he said the best, man. Tom Brady can go to a park and say, give me you, and you for the offseason, and maybe we might have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Other quarterbacks have first-round receivers, first- and second-round running backs. Now, on the flip side, we always, what if in Tom Brady? What if Tom Brady had Antonio Brown? What if Tom Brady had A.J. Green? What if Tom Brady had Julio Jones? He don't. So he's able to make a Wes Walker, an Amendola, Julian Edelman. They're able to get LeGarrette Blount, who's been on different teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, they get journeymen, and it fits their system. They get hard-nosed guys who buy into the system, but it starts with Tom Brady. All you got to do is listen to Coach Bill Belichick post-game conference. Like, Tom Brady gives 110% mentally and physically, and he demands every ounce the same way with his teammates. So when he said, you know, I felt like Jamel White should have been the MVP. That's beautiful as a teammate. Mm-hmm. As a teammate, that hits hard because you got a future Hall of Famer ASAP saying, you know what, I don't mind this Super Bowl MVP, but I felt like White should have got it. So White going to forever remember that. So in the offseason, what White going to do? White going to enjoy the Super Bowl. He's going to bust his butt in the offseason, and he's going to want the same feeling. He's going to want to get back to the Super Bowl. That's what you get when you're dealing with the Tom Brady.
Our Super Bowl 51 recap continues at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with two-time Super Bowl champion Ike Taylor after this quick timeout.